Tof Ayin Sif Beis. We are learning now about the minhag to fast on Erev Pesach. So we learned in the first Sif that it's a mitzvah for any Bechor to fast. And I'm talking about a regular Erev Pesach. So Sif Beis on page 156. Imchal Erev Pesach b'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is Shabbos, right? There's a whole sforim written on Erev Pesach being Shabbos. There's so many different halachas. So one of them is Imchal Erev Pesach b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is a Shabbos. So now you can't obviously fast on Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos. We don't fast on Shabbos. We never fast on Shabbos. So what do we do? Yesh oimim shemisalim habachoyos b'yoyim chamishi. We pull back the fast, but we don't pull back the fast to Friday. We pull back the fast to the Thursday. That means if Thursday Pesach is going to be on a Sunday, Erev Pesach is going to be on a Shabbos, so we don't fast on Shabbos, nor do we fast on a Friday. We pull the fast all the way back to a Thursday. Why? Because we never really like to fast on Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos. It's not a good day to fast, because it's a special day. And essentially, we shouldn't be fasting on such a day. Erev Pesach alone, the real Erev Pesach, we fast because that's the day of Tanis Becheres. So that's the day that they fasted. That was the night of the Makas Becheres, which the Becherim all fasted because they were saved from Makas Becheres. So on a normal Erev Pesach, we fast even though it's Erev. But here we're not fasting Erev because Erev is Shabbos. So when are we moving it out of the day, the real day? Once we move it out of the real day, put it on a Thursday. Thursday is much more an appropriate day to fast than a Friday. We don't like to fast on a Friday. Friday's not really a day. It's a day we don't say Tachnon.
Yom Kippur can be on
Shabbos. Yom Kippur can be on Shabbos. The only fast you can have on a... Yes, yes. Yeah, but that's a real chorus. It's a parsha of the Torah. This is a minug. We don't really know which Chazal told us to do. We're not going to put it on a Shabbos. There's no way it's going to override Shabbos.
But a minor fast, it's the fall of Friday.
We do.
We do.
Yes, because they have a certain chiyuv to be on that day. But if they don't, if they fall, if they were to fall on a Shabbos, we would move them. It never happens. Yes, we would move it to Thursday. It never happens. That's Yom Kippur Cotton. It's Negea. It's relevant to Yom Kippur Cotton. Yom Kippur Cotton is on a Shabbos, right? We don't make Yom Kippur Cotton on Friday. We make Yom Kippur Cotton on Thursday. Yom Kippur Cotton is Erev Rosh Chodesh. The minig people say special tefillahs, special slichas, they fast, some people fast. If Yom Kippur Cotton, if Erev Rosh Chodesh is on a Shabbos, then we'll pull back Yom Kippur Cotton all the way to Thursday. Because Friday is not like a katchila dika day to make a fast and a slicha. No, if it's the real day, so it's the real day, you haven't got a choice. That's just really Erev Pesach. But if you could somehow, if it's anyway not the real day, and we're anyway moving out of the day because it's Shabbos Erev Pesach, then we'll pull it back all the way to Thursday. So that's the first shitta in the Mechaba. Imchal Erev Pesach b'Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you can't fast on Erev Pesach. Yesh oimim shemisanim habachoyos b'yoim chamishi. Then you make the Tanis b'choyos on Thursday. V'yesh oimim, that's what some people say. She'enom misanim klal. We don't fast at all. If you can't fast on Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos, then just cancel the whole fast. Because again, as we said, it's a minhag. And the minhag is on Erev Pesach because the Bechirim were very worried and they wanted to fast. Okay, that's Erev Pesach. You can't do an Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos. So don't fast at all. That's the Mechaba brings two opinions. Either you put it back to Thursday or you don't fast at all. It says the Ramah, Aval yish linoi ka svara horishoina. Although there's two opinions, the minhag is like the first svara that we fast on Thursday. Oh, says that's first halacha. Says the Ramah, V'noyagin k'sheha'ov b'choy. Now we said that if the son is a b'choy, you've got a little child as a b'choy, so he can't fast, he's a little boy, so who fasts? The father fasts on his behalf. But what happens if the father himself is a b'choy? He can't fast on behalf of his son because he has to fast on behalf of himself. He's a b'choy and his son is a b'choy. He needs to fast on behalf of his son, he needs to fast on behalf of himself. What do you do then? He can't be yotzer one fast for two different chiyuvim, his own chiyuv and his son's chiyuv. Says the Ramah, v'neagin k'sheha'av b'choy, if the father's a b'choy, so then he needs to fast for himself, ha'im mis'ane tachas b'no ha'b'choy. The mother does it on behalf of the son. Yes, fascinating thing. It's a fascinating fast, this, that we're actually requiring a young child to also fast.
Well, if a baby's just born.
Oh, so Mishnah Berurah is going to say that until he's 30 days, we don't have to fast on his behalf. Because until a child's 30 days, we don't know yet his status, if he's really going to be a healthy baby. But especially in the time of Chazal, they didn't really know so clearly. After 30 days, you've got a child, 31 days, and the father, really the father should fast. The real din is the father fasts on behalf of his son. But if the father's a Bechor himself, so he can't fast on behalf of his son, he needs to fast for himself. He needs to do his own redemption before he redeems his son. Then the mother would be fast on behalf of the son, and the father would fast on behalf of himself. Then he fasts on behalf of his son, and the mother gets away with it. Yes, but that is actually one of the fascinating things. And this is a fast which ideally the child or a young child is also mechuyev in it. Again, the understanding is because in Mitzrayim, even the young children, the bechurim, died. You have a bechur who was 2 years old in Mitzrayim, was a Mitzri. He died. Right? So the 2-year-old Yisrael who lived needed to fast to save himself from being like the Mitzri. Because as we said yesterday, the fast of Tanis Bechorim is because we want to differentiate between the Mitzriim's Bechor to the Bechor of the Yidden. So they fasted to separate themselves, to give themselves Schusim. But the 2-year-old Mitzri died. So the 2-year-old Yisrael also needed a Schus. So that's why the initial minhag came from, that we require really a 2-year-old also to fast. No, obviously we're not going to get a 2-year-old to fast. It could even be a sakana for a 2-year-old. So we get the father to fast on his behalf. And the Ramah is saying, but if the father is a Bechor himself, then the mother fasts on behalf of the child. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on Asif Koton Vov. B'yom chamishi, we pull it back to Thursday. It's like I explained. V'loy b'yom shishi, but you don't fast on a Friday. Kivin she'enu zmanoi, since anyway it's the wrong day, because you can't fast on Erev Pesach alone because it's Shabbos. Toiv yoisa lidchus ad yom chamishi. It's better to put it back to Thursday. Oh, and then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, but what happens if we fast on Thursday? Again, in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, they weren't so busy with siyumim. There's a lot of halachos over here, all based on the fact that you're going to fast. So if it's kosher the hematayinis b'yom chamishi, if it means by fasting the whole Thursday, it's going to be difficult. By the time it comes to the end of the day, you're not going to have koyach. You don't have any koyach to do b'dikas chametz. Mishum d'toyach livdik chametz b'layla. Ulepa'omim yishloi har b'chadoim livdik. Sometimes he's got many rooms to be b'dik. I mean, if he's fasted the whole day, he's not going to have koyach to do b'dikas chametz. And the Eino Rishoy listed Kodim Abdika, and the halacha is once the man of the Abdika comes, you're not allowed to sit down to a meal. So this guy's got a problem. If he fasts the whole day, comes to nightfall, he has to do, we're talking about when he fasts on Thursday, when it's pulled back. So he's fasting on a Thursday, Abdika's chometz is going to be that night. Because Friday is already the day he's going to burn the chometz. Shabbos is going to be Erev Pesach, but he can't do anything with the chometz on Shabbos. So he's doing Abdika's chometz on Thursday night. If he's fasting the whole Thursday, so what's he going to do? He's going to be very tired by the time it comes to B'dikas Chometz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yitim at Kodim Abdika, you should eat something before the B'dika, or Yitzave La'ache Livdik V'him Yechidu. Or you can tell somebody else to do the B'dikas Chometz. Oh, if you just go into the Sif Koton Yud, it goes through a lot of the halachas about fasting, but it's not really so relevant to us because we don't fast a day. But in the middle of Sif Koton Yud, in the middle there's a dot in our Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'yesh Mekoymus. The minig is, and that's our minig, that the Bechurim don't fast. What do? They are eat in a sudas mitzvah. They find a sudas mitzvah and eat with it. That the Bechurim look for a siyum, look for something to make a siyum, and they eat with a suda.
How does that apply with the cotton
then? So the mother will have to come to the siyum. She'll go to the siyum. She'll come to the shul and she'll listen to the siyum. It's not so common, but it can happen. If the father's a bechor and the son's a bechor and the son's a thing, and unless the father makes the siyum at home, and then he just be yoked to the mother as well. If you look, as I said, if you look through most of the halachas, the assumption is you fast. Because we spoke about it, that it's very difficult to fast nowadays because it's going to ruin your nights. You've got a whole Seder night, you've got the 4 cups of wine. So he's fasted the whole day. Remember, he's fasting the whole day. He comes to the night, he can't even eat yet because he's got the whole Seder to run, right? The first thing he breaks his fast on is a cup of wine. Then he waits and he eats a bit of potato. Then he waits another hour or two, depends how long your Maggid's going to do, and you're going to have another cup of wine. And then, what does he eat? One Kazayas of Matzah, another Kazayas of Matzah, Kazayas of Mori, and a Kazayas of Kirich. By the time he's finished, he's destroyed himself. He won't be able to have the whole evening. So therefore, that's why we're very makel about it, and that's why we look to find ways out of it, and that's the minute. But actually, if you look at the Mishnah, you say, it's a bit of a color to do this. Ideally, just going to a Sion is always a cop-out. It's not a real way of doing it. We look to do that, and we had other halachas yesterday, various other halachas, but we look to be makel, because as I said, it could really destroy the evening. And anyway, nowadays we take on a much weaker generation, and generally fasts were slightly more makel than the Shulchan Aruch, because people find it very, very difficult to fast. We're not so strong anymore. I remember I had a neighbor in Eretz Yisrael, very old, she was over 90, and I met her on Erev Yom Kippur, and I said to her, how are you going to fast? You'll be all right with fasting. She said in Ivrit, I'll say in English, what's it to fast one day? I fasted a whole year. She was in Auschwitz, and she said, I fasted a whole year. She was over 90. She said, fasting a day doesn't mean anything. It's meaningless. One day, today I won't eat, and then by tomorrow night I'm eating again. It's easy. Try fasting a year when your next meal's coming, and then it gets difficult. But that's how it was only 50, 70 years ago. Today we're not like that. Today we're not got the same koyach. So therefore, we seek to find a way out. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, we look for a siyum. Even though the B'choyim himself, he hasn't learned the Masechta, he hasn't got a siyum, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mikol mokoyim, kiven she'etzer ha-messiah hu sudas mitzvah, since the Messiah, the one who does do the siyum, is having a suda, mitztarfim l'sudosei. We join into the sudah. I mean, we spoke about this yesterday. Really, there's a chakira in the achronim. There's two ways of explaining how this kula works. Is it that the guy makes a siyum, and there's a simcha? Well, siyum, we all say mazel tov. Sometimes we dance. There's a simcha, and we're there. Oh, so it's a simcha. It's a special day. Special day, we go home to eat. That's one way of looking at the kula of joining into a siyum. The other way of looking at the kula of joining into a siyum is not the simcha. It's he does a siyum. Then he sits down to eat a meal, because he's chayav to make a sudas mitzvah. You make a siyum, you sit down to eat a sudas mitzvah. You got a sudas mitzvah, you join into the sudah. Because you become part of the sudah, because it's a sudas mitzvah, you're allowed to eat in that sudah. Is it the siyum that we're joining into? Is it the sudah that we're joining into? And we said, an afkamina is somebody who doesn't hear the siyum. He walks in just at the last amen of Eitz Hashanah after the siyum. He missed the whole siyum. But then they sit down to have a sudah. He can join in, because if the sudah is what makes him, that he's allowed to eat, he'll join in the sudah. If it's a siyum, well, he missed the siyum, he wasn't there. If he wasn't there for the siyum, then he doesn't have a way out. He can't say, I had a siyum today. You weren't there for the siyum. The other way nafkamina would be, if the point is the siyum and not the soda, let's say there is no soda. Today we hardly have a soda. We have a bit of cake in the shoon and we just rely on that. Now that's not really a proper soda. So if it's a siyum, join into the siyum, even if there's no soda. If it's a soda, then one should make sure, we said yesterday, one should make sure to partake in eating some of those cookies or whatever it is, having a l'chaim there at the thing, because to join into some small soda to eat soda together. So we're asking, is it a soda or is it the siyum? Which part is it? If you look at Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kivin she'etzer ha-messiah hu sudas mitzvah, mitztarfim l'sudosei." We join into his soda. That means you have to join into eating something there. You can't just go home and eat breakfast based on the fact that you've been there by the siyum. And the Mishnah carries on. But besides the soda, haminig shemiskab tzim and amesayim kredim shesiyum, everybody gathers round the person who makes the siyum, umesayim lefneim amesechta, and he says it, v'shoyimim, umetztavit mimim v'siyumay, v'achach oisin soda. So the Mishnah actually finishes off that you do both. You listen to the siyum and you join into the soda. You need both parts. Not the siyum itself not enough and the soda itself not enough. You have to do both. Okay, we've covered basically the ground of the siyum. Just want to say one point, actually, the achronim say a very interesting point, that if a child makes a siyum, it's also good enough. A young child, 10-year-old wants to finish a mesechta, even though he's a cotton, but it's a siyum, it's also a siyum. And that's also Shmuel Vazner writes that. Yeah, but he could really join into the Godel siyum. He'd go to shul and listen to the Godel siyum. If a child himself makes a siyum, and he's a young boy, he's not... Yeah, if he's a bechor, then he'd have to fast. Yeah, it's not to do with having good parents. Yeah, even if he's an orphan. Because the siyum, I'm just saying, the chiddush is he can make a siyum and point a pata everybody else. I mean, if you don't have anybody in the shul who's finished the mesechta, and you've got a child, a 10-year-old who's finished the mesechta, that's also good enough. You use a child. No, it doesn't have to be a minyan. The only point of the minyan is to have a kaddish, because people like to say the kaddish, a special kaddish after siyum. Yeah. So people like to say it. We don't have to have a minyan. So. Sif Gimel. Ha'istanis mis'ana be'erev Pesach. Istanis is somebody who is... It's a difficult word. It's actually a chayli. It's actually an illness. It means somebody who's, it would probably say in English, extremely spoilt. But it's not the right word. It's not accurate to say extremely spoilt. It's somebody who, after eating already a tiny bit, can not fancy eating anymore. He doesn't fancy eating matzah. He has to be, he's spoilt in the sense that he don't just do what?
He's delicate.
Delicate, that's probably a better word. Delicate. So we're worried that if he eats a whole erev Pesach, then he's not going to eat the matzah. Right, because being delicate, you won't eat matzah. Matzah is hard. We all know what the matzah is. So we make him fast the whole Pesach, the whole erev Pesach. Why? Because by fasting the whole erev Pesach, by then he'll be starving. He'll definitely eat matzah. Kadesha yoichel matzah l'tei oven, in order to eat matzah l'tei oven. We make him fast, and the Mishnah Berurah explains obviously only if erev Pesach is a yom chol. So Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that. But if Erev Pesach is a Shabbos, you can't fast the whole Erev Pesach, the whole Shabbos. You can't do that. Because Shabbos we have to eat. So a regular Erev Pesach, even Istanis, this delicate guy, even though he's not a Bechor, will make him fast in order to be really starving. And that way, come to the Leila Seder, he'll be really ready to eat the matzah, even though he's a delicate, fussy person who doesn't normally eat things he doesn't like. Tof Ayin Aleph, we're up to the next siman. Osa lechod pas mishah asiris on a mailer. On Erev Pesach, one has to make sure not to eat on Erev Pesach afternoon a meal. A meal. Kedei shayuchel matzah l'ti oven. In order to be hungry, then it comes to Leila Seder, her eat the matzah l'ti oven. There's a special mitzvah to eat the matzah with enthusiasm. Matzah is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to eat it. We wanted to eat it with a cheshek, with an enthusiasm and enjoyment. So therefore, from Erev Pesach afternoon, Mishah Asiris is the beginning of the ninth hour, which is called the tenth hour because it ends by the tenth. It means, it's the beginning of the tenth hour. It's 10, 11, 12. That means it's the last third of the day. We will make the person not eat any meal. Can't eat a meal from that time because we want him to be hungry. Avol, oichem at peiros, he eats some fruit or yirokos or some vegetables. Avolo yemale kresim mehem, even fruit and vegetables, one should not fill himself up on a Pesach because we don't want him to be hungry, we want to eat matzah in the oven. And the Ramah puts in again, v'im hu istanis, coming back to our istanis, and somebody who's spoiled delicate, sha'afidu oichem at mazik lebachin losa, even eating a tiny bit already will prevent him from eating a matzah. Ha'koy losa, everything's also, one may not eat something which will prevent him eating the matzah. And also one has to make sure that he's hungry in order to eat the matzah and the hunger. V'yayin ma'at lo yishteh, he shouldn't drink a bit of wine, says the Mechaber. Mishum de misad soid. Wine has the properties. One of the properties of wine is it fills you up. It's a sugya at the beginning of Ketzer Nevorchin. Wine has a property that it fills you up. And therefore you shouldn't drink a bit of wine. Because if you drink a bit of wine, you get full. Other mashka doesn't necessarily fill you up. You drink Coca-Cola, it doesn't necessarily fill you up. Wine has a property that it can fill you up. And in fact, the Mechaber in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon says if somebody by mistake benched on wine, why he would make such a mistake? Maybe he drank too much wine, so he's forgotten what he's supposed to say. He benches on wine, he's yotze b'diavad. One doesn't bench on wine, one says ala gefen. But he's silly enough, and he benched on wine, he's yotze. Because wine has the same property as the five grains, that it fills one up. It makes you full. So therefore, one should not drink wine on Erev Pesach. It fills you up, and again, this is the same problem. We come to Leila Seder, you won't want to eat your matzah b'tei oven, and as we said, it's special mitzvah to eat matzah b'tei oven. Says the Mechaber, avol im rotzo lishtos yayin harbe. This is a huge chiddush in wine. We just said wine fills you up, but the Mechaber says like this, that wine only fills you up if you drink a little bit. We'll see how much a little bit is, Mishnah Berurah will say. But if you drink a very lot of wine, then what, the other way around, it starts working the other way. It starts making you hungry. Therefore, you'll have to drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach. In what lishtos yayin harbe, shoisa. If you want to drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach, then you can. Because then we're not worried that you'll be too full. The other way around, you get very hungry, you'll eat matzah even more teyov, and even more with more appetite. When he drinks a lot of wine, Gluir tavas hamachol. It increases the appetite to eat. So you can drink. You can't drink a little bit. You can drink a lot. If you drink a little bit, then it fills you, and then you will have a problem eating your matzah. If you drink a lot, it won't fill you. The other way around, you get hungry. And in fact, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Rava, as the Gemara says, he spent the whole Erev Pesach drinking wine. Right? Some people burn chametz. Some people go to sleep. He was obviously worried that he should eat the matzah b'teyava, and matzah with a geshmak, matzah with a enjoyment. So what did he do? Rather shossi chamer kol male yoma de Pesach. He drank wine the whole Erev Pesach. That's what he did. Worrying because he wanted to make sure that he was hungry. Because when you drink a very lot of wine, it actually makes you hungry. The Mechonim explain, obviously, if you drink too much wine, you get shikha, and then they don't need the Mechonim to say, and then you get ventures at a certain point, you're not hungry, you're not thirsty, you're not anything, you're flat out. And that's also no good. We're told, obviously, you have to get the measure of drinking enough wine that you're hungry, and not too much wine that you've shikha'd. Normally, when you get to too much wine, you suddenly lose the balance of knowing what's too much, what's too little. So I think it's easier to fast, maybe, than drinking wine to encourage your appetite. Okay, so it says in Mishabur, what does it mean to eat a meal on an Erev Pesach afternoon? After all, what are you eating? It says the Mishabur, hainu afilu matzah ashira. Because we know, and we're going to talk about later, one may not eat matzah on Erev Pesach. If you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, so what does it mean you're not allowed to eat a meal on Erev Pesach afternoon? We're saying fruit and vegetables, you are. But you're not allowed to eat a meal. But what are you going to eat in this meal? Bread, you can't eat on Erev Pesach afternoon. There's no bread, right? After the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, all the bread's gone, and it's gone. So what are you eating? Matzah you can't eat. It says matzah ashira. There's something called matzah ashira, which I'm not sure if you know, because you told me you missed out some of the halachas. Matzah ashira is matzah made out of wheat and maperus, fruit juices. So it's not matzah, because it's not got, matzah has to be wheat and water, flour and water. Because if it's got fruit juices, it's not lechem oini. Matzah has to be lechem oini, poor bread. As soon as it's got a bit of apple juice in it, it's not poor bread anymore. Apple juice is something for the rich people. So it has to be, the real kosher matzah has to be flour and water. Matzah shira is flour and sweet juices. That is not matzah, so you can eat on Erev Pesach afternoon. You need matzah, and we'll see more about it. You'll learn more about it because it's not so poshut. The Mechaber held you could, and that's what the Mechaber is talking about. Oh, says let's look at Sif Kotan Gimel. Mat Peirus, you can eat a bit of fruit. What can you eat? You can't eat a meal, but what can you eat? Eat a bit of fruit. Vuhadin Bosa, you can eat meat. Vedogim, fish, beitzim, eggs. Vichia Gavna. Avol Mechameshes Haminim. But anything from the five grains. Also the soy. You don't want to eat anything from the five grains, because the five grains are breads, and breads make us full. I mean, obviously eating a matzah form, but they make you full, and therefore you don't want to eat it. You can't even eat knedlach. Let's say you may want to eat knedlach, because knedlach will also fill you up. It's also from the five grains. If it's made from matzah meal, you can't eat knedlach. The Achrenim talk about, what about rice for the Sfaradim? Sfaradim, I don't know who anybody eats rice, but can you eat rice? On Erev Pesach afternoon, because it's not one of the chamish minute, but it's very filling. The mice, I think, the achronim are makel that you can't eat rice if it ever comes. Kindness is ready. Also Erev Pesach. Yeah. And Erev Pesach. Yes. Yeah, even though it's only no, because Erev Pesach afternoon anyway, it's a derisa to eat chametz.
Yeah, but this is not.
Yeah, but the kidneys is gazero of chametz, so therefore, anyway, I think it could be even Erev Pesach in the morning already from the short the run, because it's awesome. So let's just jump to Sivkot and Vov. Mishum to Misad Soyed, when we said wine fills you up. So how much wine fills you up? Says the Mishnah Brewer, Umistabra de Pochet Mikois, less than a cup, or Rove cup, Loy Soyed. Okay, you need to drink at least a cup to be called to get filled. Because we said a small amount of wine fills you, a lot of wine makes you hungry. But even a small amount of wine, a little drink, a little chaim shot, no, that will make you full. A full cup of wine will make you full. Hein harber, but if you drink a lot of wine, you get hungry. Ushtei kreisa shel revias, two revias, says that makes you hungry. And then Mishabur goes on to explain this. You've got an ches, goyri, mikoma, kablishta, kolkachat, shesavea. You shouldn't drink too much, because eventually you can get shikha and you get full, and therefore you shouldn't drink the wine. Okay, shkoch.